Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pixel Productions podcast.
Hey guys, our last episode was Splatoon 2. Haven't heard it? Go check it out.
Today's episode is Animal Crossing New Horizons. This game is a classic must-have game.
Or I think it can also be called A-C-N-H.
Oh, that's the abbreviation.
A-C-N-H. Visit our website to see that Joey is on there as well. Let's get started.
Oh yeah, and Joey was also in our last episode, so go check that out. Yeah, so go check that out too. And let's get started. Animal Crossing New Horizons was announced on Nintendo Direct on... Okay. On September 13th, 2018. But the development started much earlier in 2012. It was originally going to be released in 2019, but due to some work-life business changes, it was moved to 2020.
That was a really weird year.
Yeah, 2020.
Anyway, the developers imagined the reason behind why the Animal Crossing series had been going so well was because each game was different from the last. So they set off trying to think of new and improved ideas.
Kyogoku and Nagomi decided to use a deserted island as the location because the location was much different from the other games. It would also turn out to give the players more freedom in the game to explore.
Yeah. Other ideas such as internet/online play was able to be added because of more advanced hardware from the Nintendo Switch. Hi Goku, spent a balance between introducing ideas and retaining core ideas from the other games.
They wanted to add new things to gather the attention of new players that haven't played Animal Crossing, but wanted to keep old ideas to retain the old people that have been playing Animal Crossing games. A crafting system was implemented to let players have more to do in the game. This system would also keep players in the theme to an island where they would have to use the wild to their advantage. I love that you can craft and use the wild to your advantage, because personally, I just like the idea of setting up your own camp in deserted island and just sitting there watching the sunset on the beach, which is exactly what you can do in Animal Crossing if you don't live on an island, which I'm and I don't.
Anyway, Nook Miles, which is, I think, an achievement, were added as a way to show the player what they could do in the game. Furniture and clothes customization was also added for people to show a theme in their islands. A developer noticed that players would restart their game in hope of getting a better island they wanted.
And that's a personal experience for me because I have wanted to restart my game, but I'm like, but I have so much good stuff. I've already gone past Christmas, past Thanksgiving, I've gotten all these great things. So if I start, I won't have those items. But they added terraforming as a feature, so then I can, and you guys can, be able to edit our islands and be able to get that island shape we want. Because sometimes I'm like, my island's way too
small.
Yeah, like too many rivers, like too many water areas. It's way too much.
I think it just customizes at the beginning of the game. Customizes your island. So
yeah, it randomizes it, so then it
so gets... each island is different. That's what's really cool about it. It's like Tower of Terror, where you don't expect it's going to be a new red every time. Maybe go up 10 times at least, let it go, and drop 10 times, and you never know.
Yeah.
It's just computer
design. I actually love Animal Crossing so much. Hiram, have you seen very much of it before?
No, sadly. But I do play a game, so I can. Anyway.
Anyways,
Koji Takahashi. Koji.
No. Wait, okay. Sorry. Time traveling was a big issue with the code. We skipped a part. Time traveling was still a big issue because people would try to change their switch time to a certain time of the year, for example, Christmas, to get an exclusive item, example,
Santa beard.
Yeah, Santa costume.
I was just thinking Santa beard, but I guess.
So they tied the season and the update with exclusive items. So if it was Christmas, they would release an update for Christmas items. And then people wouldn't try to go in the future to get those items because they wouldn't be in the game yet.
That's what I like about it. Like, I think.
But after those updates have come out, which all of them have come out, so people can now do that. It's. Yeah, people can time travel.
And
I wouldn't suggest it, though. I would just suggest playing the game.
Like, because when it's nighttime in the game. So it's basically live.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't really have it
connected to your
outside world.
Yeah, to your outside world.
Not the technology world. Yeah. Anyway, Koji or Koji, I don't know. Koji Takahashi decided to use 45 degree angle or the curved perspective to make it so the players would want to explore more of the island.
And apparently that's some sort of study. I looked it up. It's some sort of study, like a curved perspective in video games that makes the player want to explore more. So that's cool. That's why they did that, so the player would explore.
And they would continue this process of inventing new ways to use in the game.
I love the idea that the game is ever growing, that Animal Crossing is ever growing, because it's like the community's always finding out something new that's in the game, and it really depends on the time of year, the time outside, you know what I mean? And I just love that idea. What do you think, Kara?
Well, I think they're still adding a few things to the game. Like, it's not just over quite yet.
Yeah, like
that. Like Disneyland. I compare everything to Disney.
Yeah,
okay?
He does.
So, like Disneyland. Walt Disney, I'm sorry, this is just a little fact. Walt Disney never wanted any part of Disneyland to be done. Never. Ever. It's always going to change.
I like
anyway.
That
is my Disney quote for today.
Okay. I want to see if Hiram can pull this off for many episodes.
Well, I won't say a quote, but I just say something that he wanted. Also, did you know that Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell, as in the person?
I don't even know who that is.
I think he's supposed to be an actor. I don't know, but I looked this up and...
Interesting.
I thought that he was trying to get Kurt Russell to do something for Disney World, which was going to be upcoming.
Yeah.
But sadly, he died, so...
Yeah, that sounds pretty sad, but anyways, back to the topic of this episode that's not Disney. Animal Crossing. We're going back. Animal Crossing would be released on March 20th, 2020, would be a smash hit. In fact, it would earn these awards, the following awards I say. Best Game in China, Game of the Year 2020, Best Family Game, Game of the Year, Nintendo Game of the Year 2020, Award of Excellence, and more.
That's a lot of awards.
That is at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 awards. At least. There's many more, probably.
Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the time. Anyway, Animal Crossing New Horizons has sold 37.62 million copies as of recording.
And one of those is mine.
And I have none.
Sad. Hey, but you're getting a Switch soon.
Yeah. I might buy it. Might not.
that's all for this episode. If you guys enjoyed it, then please give us a good review, like 5 stars.
Maybe.
Please.
Visit our website description and email us thepixelproductionspodcast0@gmail.com. No spaces.
No spaces. That's our web address. And Hiram, when he said description, that means the website's in our description, so you can go there. Please share this podcast with your family and friends, and our next episode will be Luigi's Mansion. So we're actually going to squish Luigi's Mansion 1, 2, and 3 into one episode, because we need to do...
It doesn't... 2 and 3, I don't think it much has as much as 1 does.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they probably have a lot of history, each of them do, since they're spaced apart. But, like, Splatoon 1 and 2, Splatoon 2 started to be, like, made right after Splatoon 1 was released. So that's why Splatoon 2 didn't really have any history, because they were just like, Splatoon 2, because we just made 1. It was really, you know, after another.
Anyway, see you later on the next episode.
Which will be Luigi's Mansion. See you guys later, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.